Bibi Serbinger was my AI expert. Bibi worked in Hegemony Flow Control Records and Statistics and spent most of his life reclining on a free-fall couch with half a dozen microleads running from his skull while he communed with other bureaucrats in Datum Plain. I'd known him in college when he was a pure cyberpuke, a 20th-generation hacker, cortically shunted when he was 12 standard. His real name was Ernest, but he'd earned the nickname Bibi when he went out with a friend of mine named Shayla Toyo. Shayla'd seen him naked on their second date and had laughed for a solid half hour. Ernest was, and is, almost 2 meters tall, but masses less than 50 kilos. Shayla said that he had a butt like two Bibis and, like most cruel things do, the nickname stuck. I visited him in one of the windowless worker monoliths on TC Squared. No cloud towers for Bibi and his ilk. "So, Brawn," he said, "how come you're getting information literate in your old age? You're too old to get a real job." "I just want to know about AIs, Bibi." "Only one of the most complex topics in the known universe." He sighed and looked longingly at his disconnected neural shunt and metacortex leads. Cyberpukes never come down, but civil servants are required to dismount for lunch. Bibi was like most cyberpukes in that he never felt comfortable exchanging information when he wasn't riding a data wave. "So what do you want to know?" he said. "Why did the AIs drop out?" I had to start somewhere. Bibi made a convoluted gesture with his hands. "They said they had projects which were not compatible with total immersion in hegemony, read human affairs. Truth is, nobody knows."
"But they're still around, still managing things?"
"Sure, the system couldn't run without them. You know that, Brawn. Even the All thing couldn't work without AI management of the real-time Schwarzschild patterning."
"Okay," I said, cutting him off before he lapsed into cyberpukeese. "But what are their other projects?"
"No one knows. Branner and Swayze up at Art Intel Core think that the AIs are pursuing the evolution of consciousness on a galactic scale. We know they have their own probes out, far deeper into the outback than..."
"What about cybrids?"
"Cybrids?"
Bibi sat up and looked interested for the first time.
"Why do you mention cybrids?"
"Why are you surprised that I mentioned them, Bibi?" He absently rubbed his shunt socket.
"Well, first of all, most people forget they exist. 2 centuries ago, it was all alarmism and pod people taking over and all that, but now nobody thinks about them. Also, I just ran across an anomaly advisory yesterday that said that cybrids were disappearing."
"Disappearing?" It was my turn to sit up.
"You know, being phased out. The AIs used to maintain about 1,000 licensed cybrids in the web, about half of them based right here on TC Squared. Last week's census showed about 2/3 of those had been recalled in the past month or so."
"What happens when an AI recalls its cybrid?"
"I don't know. They're destroyed, I suppose. AIs don't like to waste things, so I imagine the genetic material's recycled somehow."
"Why are they being recycled?"
"Nobody knows, Brawn. But then most of us don't know why the AIs do most of the things they do."
"Do experts see them, the AIs, as a threat?"
"Are you kidding? 600 years ago, maybe. 2 centuries ago, the secession made us leery. But if the things wanted to hurt humanity, they could have done it long before this. Worrying about AIs turning on us is about as productive as worrying that farm animals are going to revolt."
"Except the AIs are smarter than we," I said.
"Yeah, well, there is that."
"Bibi, have you heard of personality retrieval projects?"
"Like the Glennon Height thing? Sure, everyone has. I even worked on one at Rijks University a few years ago, but they're passé. No one's doing them anymore."
Why's that?
Jesus, you don't know shit about anything, do you, Braun? The personality retrieval projects were all washouts. Even with the best sim control, they got the Force OCS HTN network involved. You can't factor all variables successfully. The persona template becomes self-aware. I don't mean just self-aware like you and me, but self-aware that it's an artificially self-aware persona, and that leads to terminal strange loops and non-harmonic labyrinths that go straight to Escher space.
Translate, I said. BB sighed and glanced at the blue and gold time band on the wall. 5 minutes and his mandatory lunch hour was over. He could rejoin the real world.
Translated, he said, the retrieved personality breaks down, goes crazy, psycho city, bugfuck.
All of them?
All of them.
But the AIs are still interested in the process?
Oh yeah? Who says? They've never done one. All the retrieval efforts I've ever heard of were human-run, mostly botched university projects. Brain-dead academics spending fortunes to bring back dead academic brains.
I forced a smile. There were 3 minutes until he could plug back in. Were all the retrieved personalities given cybrid remotes?
Uh-uh. What gave you that idea, Braun? None were. Couldn't work.
Why not?
It'd just fuck up the StimSim. Plus, you'd need perfect clone stock and an interactive environment precise to the last detail. You see, kiddo, with a retrieved personality, you let it live in its world via full-scale sim, and then you just sneaked a few questions in via dreams or scenario interactives. Pulling a persona out of sim reality into slow time...
This was the Cyberpuke's age-old term for the, pardon the expression, real world.
Would just drive it bugfuck all the sooner,
he finished. I shook my head. Yeah, well, thanks, BB. I moved to the door. There were 30 seconds left before my old college friend could escape from slow time. BB, I said as an afterthought, have you ever heard of a persona retrieved from an old Earth poet named John Keats?
Keats? Oh, sure. There was a big write-up on that in my undergrad text. Marty Carolus did that about 50 years ago at New Cambridge.
What happened?
The usual. Persona went strange loop. But before it broke up, it died a full sim death. Some ancient disease.
BB glanced at the clock, smiled, and lifted his shunt. Before clicking it into his skull socket, he looked at me again, almost beatifically.
I remember now, he said through his dreamy smile. It was tuberculosis.